You know, Microsoft did what Apple always does. They seated the audience with employees so that there'd be applause, because otherwise, you know, the journalists are not dumb.
No, actually, the people applauding were not Microsoft employees.
They were journalists?
No, but they were fans,
yeah. Right? So they, for the, this is the first time I think they've done that. They brought Windows insiders in who were fans, and they had them sit in the audience.
Cool.
So, yeah, that was cool.
There was one moment there was kind of a little mini standing ovation.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Like they just kind of leapt out of their chairs.
That explains it. Okay. Because, I mean, journalists, if you just had journalists in an event like that, you would feel like, oh, this isn't going over.
Right.
Because they're busy. Yeah. They're busy trying to live blog, although I was watching your Twitter feeds. It didn't look like you guys were able to get much.
Well, so the one bad part about this event was the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Which died, and then it just kind of went.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah.
All right. So, shall we go through one by one the announcements? First of all, and they said it several times, a big number.
Oh, yeah.
Was it
110 million? Is that the number you're saying?
110 million activations of Windows 10.
Right.
Yeah.
That was big. Yeah. The last number we had before that was 75 million, which was end of August. So, yeah, they're still growing, right?
Yeah.
And it means it's the most successful launch, I would say, of a Windows operating system ever, right? It's got to be.
In terms of speed of pickup.
So, I mean,
at 110 million, they're arguably bigger than Mac right now.
Easily. Yeah. Sure. Well, sure. That's not saying much. But although Apple did show up a few times at this event. It was very interesting. But as I thought about it, I realized, well, the reason Apple is a good whipping boy is because you don't have to say Dell, Lenovo, HP, Acer, and Asus. You don't have to say the OEMs. You can say, we're going after the other guy.
Right.
Sure.
I wouldn't, even
with Microsoft's first-party hardware, I wouldn't say they're going after the Dells or HP, say. We'll get to that.
Because they started with something that nobody else is doing, which is HoloLens.
Right.
And probably the coolest demo I've ever seen. What did that? I don't know what that looked like in the room. But
it looked great in the room. What the question is, what did it look like to the guy with the HoloLens?
Yeah, I know.
Right.
That's what I'd like to
this
know
is too. Always, unfortunately, the question we have to ask.
Yeah, they had a nice red camera hooked up, and they were able to show it as if it was a full screen, and the guy was shooting at monsters that were boring holes in those nice wooden walls.
Right.
It was a very effective demonstration, I thought.
Yeah. We talked among ourselves about this. So, you know, they keep talking about HoloLens as being first for, business applications. Every time we see a demo lately, it's games, right? So it's kind of interesting. Yeah. I mean, it's more fun to demo, guys getting shot than it is to a CAD CAM thing. I admit, even being the enterprise person, I admit that. But, it's funny because they keep talking about, it's going to be an enterprise thing and version one enterprise, and then they show you a game.
Well, my theory about that is that they then announced the SDK.
Right.
Coming in early 2016, $3,000.
Yep. Right.
And I think that demo was the type of thing where they wanted to say to developers, look, this you can do cool stuff with it.
Yeah.
And I think that was really the point.
Agree.
And they also showed a reel of Xbox games that we all had that we'd all seen before. I think this is just the icing, right? This is a little sweetener to warm the audience up, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But I think they also have to start coming clean about these demos on the HoloLens, because if you imply that that's what people are going to see, they're going to be much more disappointed than if you're kind of more realistic.
Yeah.
Don't you think? I mean, it's setting people up for a disappointment.
Well, last night they had a private party at the same venue where we had the launch, and they let the fans come back and do some of the HoloLens demos and other things. And I talked to one guy who was there, and he said, you guys keep talking about this looking like a mail slot. And he said, I did it, and it wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know if things are changing. Once we see the developer kit, it'll have a broader field of view. I don't know. But he definitely thought, you guys said it's very small, and I thought it was very reasonable when I was doing a game with it. Okay. So,
does he have a small head?
No, he doesn't.
I mean, in the demo, fulfills the room, and the guy's moving around like
it's not there's like
stuff
that.
Coming it's, from all around him, and he turns around and I think that's great to get people excited, but it's risky. if you can't deliver.
Yeah.
Anyway, we don't
say, you know, like she said, they did a demo for those folks. We didn't get new demos.
Right.
I'm not sure I would have done one at this point anyway, but I would be happy for the view to be better than it was when I did last time.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.